I always wanted to be a soldier. I enjoyed being a soldier. For me, it was, you know, Civvy Street after that was pretty boring because I couldn't find a job, which gave me the same things back that the army gave me, you know, the camaraderie, the travel. And it was like I'd achieved a goal early in life and I couldn't find another goal which I wanted to achieve. And so I became very depressed, started using drugs and drinking heavily. And then I became dependent. I would get a job, only be able to hold down the job for a few months. I'd either get bored or my drinking would be, you know, I'd be late, I wouldn't be going in. I was sacked from a few places.
And how did you find your way out of all that situation?
Well, what happened, I was remanded in custody for a second time last year, and I was remanded in prison for 4 months for alcohol-related violence. It was when I was in prison, I knew I was going to be homeless on my release, that by chance I found out about this organisation, Veterans Aid. I was released in January. I didn't come here straight away because pride and still, you know, my priority at the time was to get a drink when I got out. So I had a couple of weeks drinking and still drugging and sleeping rough. And eventually, at the end of January, I just thought, you know, I've had enough of living like this. I was sent to our hostel in East London. And that was just like a massive weight off my shoulders, you know. So I was in a clean room.
What are your plans for the future?
I went into treatment for drug and alcohol addiction in March this year. I've been clean since. I'm going to Ruskin College next week to start a computer course. And I feel for the first time ever that I can move on. I've got a purpose and a new direction, something I want to do. And I'm not looking back, I'm looking forward.